said before, the Hornets have posted six straight shutouts without the forfeit in there. Of all teams, Mayville scores on New Lothrop last week to end their impressive streak of shutouts. Before that, they haven't scored on since August 30th.
That's amazing, Clark. And hopefully, in my mindset, is hopefully for our area, this means Mayville is improving as a school and as a football program. On the other side, New Lothrop is used to playing ahead in all their games. It'll be interesting to see if Harbor Beach gets on the board early and scores first, how New Lothrop responds in time-sensitive and intense situations where they are behind or in a tight ball game, because they haven't been used to that all year.
On defense, New Lothrop gives up an average of 4.5 points per game, having given up only 41 points all season. That's not an average. That's their total points all season, 41. Not to mention in the regular season, they defeated three playoff-bound teams. Harbor Beach played three eventual playoff teams as well, but only with two victorious outcomes, Menominee being that X factor.
Yeah, and New Lothrop's teams all lost in the first round as well as two of the three Harbor Beach played, but obviously Menominee is a very good squad in their own right, in a higher class and everything. So those stats are kind of a wash to me, Clark. I still think the big difference is Harbor Beach has played a truly tougher schedule. The competition's been better, and advantage Harbor Beach in that sense, because they're battle-tested. They know what it means to be in close games, and they know what it takes to win those games. New Lothrop doesn't have that, so they're going to have to get out early and score and get in their comfort zone.
Well, we are witnessing the coin toss right now. Harbor Beach won the toss, and they deferred to the second half. New Lothrop will be receiving in the first half on the right side of your radio. It's time for another quick break on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We are 11 and a half minutes away from the district final in Division 8, Harbor Beach at New Lothrop.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummings diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
WLEW Sports, you're tuned to 102.1 FM. I'm Clark Ramsey. Alongside me is Dave Hanson. Allie Kowalski doing our numbers tonight for us. 10 minutes away from what could be a very good game ahead of us, Dave.
Oh, I think it's going to be the best game we've seen all year. I think Reese and Ubley last week was right up there. But I truly feel like these two teams are as evenly matched as we've seen. Offense is both dynamic, spread, can run the ball, not so much trick plays, but can reverse the ball and do many different things. On defense, they're just very solid, don't make mistakes, so... it'll be interesting to see who does make the mistake tonight that's going to cost them the game.
We are going to break down Harbor Beach in just a hot second, but first, another word from our sponsors on WLEW Sports.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, on the web at clarkramsey.com.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Hydration isn't something athletes do just during a practice or game. Good hydration takes place before practices and games as well. You can learn more about good hydration and heat acclimation by visiting the MHSAA website, clicking on Education, and checking out the various resources, including a free online course offered by the National Federation. a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Now the 11th hour, it's the 11th week of MHSA football on WLEW Sports in week number 2 of the high school playoffs. I'm Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen with you, and we're covering the Harbor Beach at New Lothrop game in Division 8 football. The lowest division, but small and mighty, that's for sure.
Absolutely, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, we broke down New Lothrop already, and now it's time for the Harbor Beach Pirates. The Pirates come in tonight's game bolstering a 9-1 record and a perfect 6-0 in the GTC East. Troy Schelke has been part of the Pirate program for 24 years and 16 years as the head coach. The defensive coordinator is Ron Rubel. Last week, Harbor Beach apprehended the Vandals of Merrill with no backup needed, 48-0.
Troy Schelke said earlier this week, is calling that game the best this team's offense has played all year. A shutout is tough to come by, though, and let alone in the playoffs. You can ask the Lothrop that. So, as we know, Mayville scored on them last week, first time in quite a while.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
For unique, well-made gifts that won't tackle your budget, connect with Connections in Harbor Beach. Hi, I'm Frida Henschel. Handcrafted gifts by local and regional Michigan artists include something to fit every budget while showing your recipient you really care. Hand-woven scarves and alpaca socks to keep you warm in the bleachers or even the hunting blind. Pictures of ships and lighthouses and an ever-changing selection of handcrafted jewelry and pottery items are just a few examples. We're open Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Mondays. But check out our website anytime and let's go Pirates!
Connect with Connections at hbconnections.net or call 989-553-4368.
Sorry about the technical difficulties there for a second. We were disconnected due to the large crowds here in New Lothrop for this Division 8 district final between Harbor Beach and New Lothrop. We're back to WLAW Sports. 4.5 to play before we start this thing off. And we're breaking down the Harbor Beach Pirates at that time. And like we were saying, Eli Kraft, he's true and true all the way through, and he's only a junior.
Yeah, he acts like he's older than what he really is. He can run different offenses, audible the line of scrimmage. They run no huddles when they please. He's definitely the leader of this squad, and they respond well to him when he's under center and on the move in the pocket.
Last week against Merrill, Kraft broke out for a 55-yard run as well as 3 touchdowns by the end of the night. But it's just not Eli Kraft. There's a plethora of talent in the backfield for Harbor Beach.
In that same game, Clark, Derek Puff, known as a downhill runner when you need him to, but he can be a speedster when he gets out in the open, found himself in the end zone twice. He's been truly the guy that stepped up as the tailback for the injured Sloan Kolaski, who tore his ACL in week one. He's stepped up the most, and this senior's tough, and he gets better with every carry he gets.
And, of course, there's DJ Ridner, Travis Esmaker, Aaron Ginther, and even Austin Felton that's just packed backfield.
You're going to see Aaron Ginther do a lot of work catching the ball in out of the backfield, carrying it. He does a lot of everything. Travis Esmaker's your speedster. They want to get to the outside. DJ, he's your third and short kind of fullback type guy. Austin Felton, I call him their home run hitter. He's the guy that may only touch it twice, but they may both go for 30 yards. And he's kind of the guy they bring in when they want super speed.
So the John Berry, the Detroit Pistons back in 2006.
Absolutely. He's